welcome to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Ruth Buchigan. Sister Ruth is involved in prison ministry in Wisconsin, and her reflection is entitled, Jesus Calls Sinners. 'Tis based on a passage from the Gospel of Matthew.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, "Those who are well," he said, "those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. My work at Fox Lake Correctional Institution teaches me every time I go there. And this gospel is one that I can definitely learn from. All Jesus had to do was utter the invitation to follow him. And Matthew, the tax collector and sinner, did. We can presume Matthew is demanding as a tax collector, like most tax collectors are, yet Jesus chooses him as a disciple. The men in our restorative justice circle, once they learn to trust one another, are like Matthew. They know they are sinners and they want another chance. Why do sinners and tax collectors want to be eating with Jesus? For the same reason. The call is offered to them because they want another chance. Here the call of Matthew is intentional by Jesus. He quotes Hosea 6:6. "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." We all recognize mercy that is shown to us. We have all had the experience of sinning and receiving mercy. Isn't that what we ask of God and one another at profession? The only thing we ask. Having received mercy over and over again in our lives, how can we not offer it to others? That's what Jesus would have us do. He says he didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. In other words, the guys in our circle. For 12 weeks, they have listened to one another tell stories about their lives and listen to the victims of crime. It is clear that they want another chance, and God is offering it, even if the Department of Corrections is not. It's not that those who are called are more deserving. The call to discipleship is offered to sinners and to those outside the circle of respectability. Who would that be? Try inmates in a prison. They are reminded of that each day. Yet Jesus calls them. The sinner obeys while the religious are offended. Isn't it always like this? The guys in our circle know that we are on their side. It isn't that we condone what they did, but rather they are truly sorry and they want to turn their lives around. We are their witnesses week after week that they are building a community. And not only that, but they want to give back. One of our last exercises was to complete incomplete sentences and write them up where everyone could see. They really did learn. It's astonishing to read their comments. So many of them talked about giving back, and they meant it too. Graduation is always a special event. For some of them, it's the first graduation they've ever participated in. The guys get to choose one in their circle to represent them by giving a speech. We always have an outside speaker too, and they can have family members present. Plus, they can have cake and Kool-Aid, a big hit. Jesus does call sinners. We are present as witnesses. Amen. Thank you.